All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We will be talking today about the best yes. Okay. So important when you are looking at how to prioritize where to start when it comes to changes and implementing and automating healthy changes in your life. So if you're engaging with our Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery, you are working slowly and taking your time, but you are working to identify three things that you would really like to focus on in the next 90 days. It is important that you prioritize these well, okay? So one of the ways I like to start by prioritizing is not just looking at what I'm ready to tackle, and that's part of it. So it's not just what am I ready to tackle, but what am I willing to tackle? So you want to look at your level of motivation. You want to look at the level and the degree to which you are willing to work on this for 90 days consistently. So that's really important. It also matters when you're looking at prioritization. It matters, like, if I don't do this first, what will inevitably be the outcome when I look at the other things I want to change in my life over the next year? Okay. So sometimes it is helpful to look at, you know, what are my annual goals when it comes to behavior, like shifts and changes. So if I'm looking at, gosh, I'd really like to get 7 hours of sleep. Okay. If that's like a main goal that I want to have between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every single night for 90 days, then there are some things that I need to do first, or that goal is impossible. Okay. So if I'm engaging with any chemicals that might stop that from happening, whether it's caffeine after a certain hour or it's marijuana, a dab pen, right? You've got to take that out before you're going to be able to really look at sleep. Okay. Your circadian rhythm, your sleep patterns, all of that is very important. And there's a lot of things that you might need to do before you can actually say, yeah, I'm going to get 7 to 9 hours, 90 days in a row and see how much better I feel. It's a great goal, but it's a completely unrealistic and unattainable goal if you don't first put other things on your list. Okay. So in reality, that might not be something you can engage in until next year. Put it down. It's important. There's not much more important than your sleep. It is huge. It is so important. And you can't really achieve it until other things happen first. So you might need to look at what are the behaviors that I need to abstain from consistently for the next 90 days before I can start to look at implementing this sleep goal in my life, right? So that's an example. It might be that I don't want to eat food after 8 p.m. Okay, well, then you might first need to stop drinking those two glasses of wine when you get home at 5. You know, there's a lot of different things that you have to get clear about and be really honest and transparent, especially with yourself, before you look at prioritizing things, okay? So in my world, in my specialty, in my background in addiction recovery, trauma, and mental health, you really want to look first at addressing and restricting certain chemicals, okay? So abstaining, detoxing, however you want to put it, from certain chemicals, because you need to do that first before you can address behaviors, okay, or process addictions, okay? So that might be food related struggles, that could be sexual compulsivity, that could be gambling, that could be gaming, that could be too much time on the phone. All of those behaviors are really hard to address when they are combined with chemicals. Okay, so just be open and honest and transparent and just hear me, a professional, saying, you got to address the chemicals before you're going to look at the behaviors, okay? And these are things that you'll probably want to look at openly and honestly in this next 90 days, okay? Because yes, you want to drink more water. Yes, you want to eat foods that are going to, you know, fuel your body and your brain in a healthy, amazing way. You want to look at body movement. You want to look at all of these things that are going to give you this vital, amazing life. You want to look at self-care practices. You want to implement these things, but it's just unrealistic and a setup for failure if you don't address some other important things first. Okay. So I have to be honest with you guys. Okay. Last episode, we talked about the why. You need to be grounded in your why, and you need to be honest and open to taking out things that are potential barriers to your long-term goals, because you can't truly prioritize if you do not do that, okay? And when we're talking about prioritizing, we mentioned this in the last episode, but I want to dive into it again and just say, keep it simple. Okay, keep it small, keep it measurable, keep it sustainable. Okay, when you're looking at automating new behaviors, when you're looking at implementing healthy things, when you're looking at abstaining and disconnecting from unhealthy relationships and unhealthy behaviors and unhealthy chemicals, we have to do this. Okay, it's so important, because the last thing that I want you to do is to go to Amazon and buy my journal before you've done these things, before you have been honest with yourself, because it's not going to work that way, okay? Yes, you can engage consistently and repeatedly and deliberately for 90 days on certain things, but it is going to be a struggle and maybe even a setup for failure if you don't address the right things first. That's why we're talking today about priorities. It is so important to set priorities and to set your intentions behind it. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay. Following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. I also want to go into setting boundaries with people, places, and things that might get you off track when you look at your biggest goal for the next 90 days. Okay, so if your goal is to disconnect from Netflix, I'm just going to throw something out there. If your goal is to disconnect from Netflix for the next 90 days, so having a very easy and measurable and specific goal, that might be something like, I will consume no more than 3 hours of Netflix or any type of television platform for, you know, weekly for the next 90 days. Okay, so be very specific. It doesn't mean you cut out absolutely everything. I mean, if it's not something that's life-threatening, of course. But you want to be to pick something that you can absolutely stick to and that you can measure. Okay, that's so important. If you show that you're so dependent on it that you're going over those 3 hours, then you make necessary adjustments. That's fine. It's not a failure. It's still progress. You just make an adjustment. Not a problem. But you need to be able to really look at that and see, like, what else do I need to set boundaries with to make sure that I can actually achieve this goal? So maybe the boundary is that you need to shift mealtime. You know, maybe the boundary is I'm not going to have snacks. I'm not going to nibble. I'm not going to do anything like that in those 3 hours that I engage with Netflix. But you're going to need to look at what are those behaviors that I'm combining with the thing I want to detach from? And what kind of barriers and boundaries do I need to set with those other things? In the journal, yes, we ask that you have a very well thought out AM routine that supports your new healthy habits and goals, and a PM routine that supports that. But you still need to look at setting boundaries with certain people, places, and things that are going to be inevitable obstacles to your goals. Okay? The AM routine and the PM routine, super helpful, but they're not going to be enough. Okay? Especially depending on how addictive the behavior has become in your life. You know, what has that relationship started to look like? Okay, so please, please be willing to set those boundaries. When you're looking at all of this, I also want you to consider, what are you now investing your energy into? Okay, if you're looking at your journal and you're taking some things out, what do you then want to put in? You can add it into the AM, you can add it into the PM, but please know that if you're removing a lot of energy, so like if you were watching 10 hours of Netflix and now you're going down to 3, guess what? There's 7 hours there that need to be filled, hopefully, with something healthy, something life-giving, something, you know, meaningful, something that allows you to discover a piece or a part of yourself, right? So please be very mindful when you are taking out something that something positive has to come in. And yes, it can go into the AM, it can go into the PM, but just be mindful of the amount of time that you're cutting out and that it will need to be filled because there'll be a void there. There will be a space and it will want to be filled and it will desire to be filled in some kind of probably unhealthy way, right? So we need to put in positive and healthy things there. So these are things I just really want you to be mindful of. I want you to be aware. I want you to have insight and honesty with what your goals are and are they realistic? It is so important, yes, that you have your why, but that you set realistic goals. Okay. And if you are trying to detach from something, especially a chemical that you have become dependent on for years, I do recommend that you get assistance in doing this. Okay. You will need it. And that is not a weakness. Okay. It is never a weakness to get the help that you need in accomplishing goals, okay? When I hire someone to help me clean my house, am I feeling bad about that? No, I'm not. I'm just grateful that I'm able to do it. And I hope that you feel the same way about whatever help you need to get to achieve your recovery-minded goals that will take you one step closer every single day to the person that you are meant to be in this world. And you absolutely deserve that. I want you to be mindful of where your energy is going. Where is it placed? And if you'd like to do an energy inventory, we have a freebie available to you at the lightninginabottle.biz website. So I hope that you engage with that tool. And in addition to that, just really, you know, be honest. Be honest. It's okay. And just take one step forward and pivot. That's why it's a 90-day journal. That's why it's not a whole year, because you're going to have to make consistent pivots. You're going to have to pull back. You're going to have to lean in. You're going to have to double down. You're going to have to make some subtle changes, and that is okay. Give it 90 days. Look at it with honest, open, fresh eyes and a new perspective. Make some changes and move forward. That's what this is about. It is absolutely not about perfection. It is about feeling better, and it is about finding your authentic self and loving them deeply. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And remember that your best yes is the yes that is for you and about you. And it's going to be not just fulfilling for you, but for everyone around you who knows you, who loves you, and who cares for you. So I hope that you choose the best yes and engage in a journaling practice as soon as possible, but not before, looking deeply into the why and honestly prioritizing your first 90 days. Thanks so much. And if you have any questions at all, if you're confused, if you need to go deeper, whatever it is, do not hesitate to email us and we'll be happy to help. All right. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.